So, I want you to write down a date, okay? And keep this in your brains, okay? Or at least try to remember this date. I'll also send it out later. We are targeting right now Saturday, I believe it's November 14th. That is two Saturdays before Thanksgiving. And that is the date that we will go to the Franklin Auditorium with the videographer and record ourselves singing our Christmas stuff. So that means that between now and November 14th, though that's the span of time that we have to get our songs that we've been rehearsing for Christmas up and ready to go. Okay? We can do it.
11-14.
Yep, 11-14. You got it. Okay, that gives us approximately 6 weeks. Okay? From now, 6 more rehearsals to get stuff in shape. I'm feeling really good about Little Saint Nick. Feeling pretty darn good, I mean, already about Wassail. And in the Bleak Midwinter made some good progress last week. I think that those are all easy and fun. Where we need to make sure we're really spending time focusing on is the one that's new for most of you. Some of you know the tune, but the We Need a Little Christmas. Okay? So your homework every week is going to be to make sure that you're working on your memorization, working on getting familiar with pitches, and that's where we'll spend a lot of our time over the next few weeks, okay? For those of you that are in quartets, say, Golden Oldies and Antique Harmony, come and talk to me and let me know. I mean, I'm assuming that you're planning on singing a song each of those quartets, but want to know what song that would be and just kind of see where we are, and I know that there's a VLQ that's also working on Silent Night. I don't think any of the VLQ is here tonight, though, is it?
Well, the quartet's working on that. I'm not sure it's officially a VLQ or
it's
not.
It's an ensemble of some sort.
45 RPM might be able to.
Okay, I need to know right away, because if so, because we get 6 songs to record, and they get 6 songs to record. Maybe we can sneak it in and make it the Baker's Dozen Songs of Christmas.
Yeah.
But as you know, the theme for our video is going to be the 12 songs of Christmas as opposed to the 12 days of Christmas. So there will be 12 songs in entirety, 6 that some of formation within this group is responsible for, and another 6 that the HCC is responsible for. Okay? I need to talk with probably Mike after this, just to talk about face masks.
Yeah.
And see if we can maybe find, like, I don't know, red and green masks that everyone can wear for the video, or if we want to try to look into something else. But I think it'd be better if we all had at least some semblance of masks that all look somewhat familiar, or similar, I should say, rather than everyone kind of doing their own thing. So we'll look into that. Okay, any questions, or is this news to anyone that hasn't kind of been in our conversations the last few weeks that needs some, yeah?
Would we get better sound if everybody had shields, like John?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
We sang earlier with that, and Vince had one, and we couldn't hear him. He could hear himself.
Oh, I can't hear nice and clear.
Isn't that what you want?
There are some singing masks that they have some structure to them so that it brings it out and away from your mouth so it doesn't impede your mouth quite as much while you're singing. That's definitely an option that we can look into. I don't know. I have no idea what costs on any of that kind of stuff is, so that's why I need to talk with
I saw them on Facebook, and they're expensive by one, but if you buy a bunch, the price is almost half that.
Right. It kind of looks like you're wearing a duck bill.
Yeah.
But
no, it's a pig snout.
A pig snout? Great. Maybe that's what we should do. Well, we're pig snouts.
Reindeer noses.
Reindeer noses. There it is. Okay. We'll go on something. Okay. So, tonight, we're going to spend just a quick little bit of time going through Little Saint Nick, and then we'll get to We Need a Little Christmas. I want to start right away with the intro to Little Saint Nick. I want to focus on accents and making the intro interesting. It's not just kind of going through the motion kind of stuff. We want to capture the attention of our audience right away, and especially when this is going to be videotaped, and we're going to have multiple cameras when we're videotaping these songs. So there's going to be some angles that are wide shots of the entire ensemble, and then every once in a while we'll fade in, into close-up shots. So we need to make sure that your faces are also animated and doing something, especially when behind a mask, you need to make sure your eyeballs are really animated and trying to look interesting, okay? And have a little bit of movement, not a lot, but a little bit of movement also, so that it doesn't look like we're just a bunch of people with fabrics, okay? It reminds me of that one episode, what was it? Was it Twilight Zone, I think? Remember when they're all wrapped up in the bandages and then they take it off and they're like they're a beautiful person, but everyone else is like pig faces? Yeah, right? Remember that? I kind of feel like we're all wrapped up in bandages at the moment and no one has any clue what we're doing. So we got to overcome our bandage stuff. All right. Little St. Nick. Oh, yeah.
I talked to Larry Warwick, I think, on Thursday. And I think on September 29th, he's going in to have laser something or other to try to get rid of that kidney stone. I mean, he's doing well, and he's hoping, though, that that'll make things even better and better. He's working on therapy and having trouble with his right arm and hand still, but he seems to be in pretty good spirits.